To make the cake for Pedro and Rosaura's wedding, Tita and Nancha had to multiply their recipe by 10 since they are preparing a cake not for 18 people but for 180. Therefore, they needed 170 eggs, all on the same day. When she had beaten barely 100 eggs, the phenomenal energy required for the task began to have a bad effect on Tita's mood. A fit of trembling shook Tita's body and she broke out in goosebumps when each new egg was broken. The egg whites reminded her of the chickens they had castrated the month before. "I won't stand for disobedience," Mama Elena told her, "nor am going to allow you to ruin your sister's wedding with your acting like a victim. You're in charge of all the preparations starting now, and don't ever let me catch you with a single tear or even a long face. Do you hear?" Tita was trying to keep that in mind as she got set to castrate the first chicken. She was dripping sweat and her stomach was swooping like a kite on the wind. Mama Elena looked at her piercingly and said, "What's the matter? Why the shaking? Are we going to start having problems?" Tita raised her eyes and looked at her. She felt like screaming. Yes, she was having problems. When they had chosen something to be neutered, they'd made a mistake. They should have chosen her. At least then there would be some justification for not allowing her to marry and giving Rosaura her place beside the man she loved. Mama Elena read the look on her face and flew into a rage, giving Tita a tremendous slap that left her rolling in the dirt. Today, Tita was not as good a helper as usual. Not that she made any complaints under her mother's watchful eye, but when Mama Elena left the kitchen to go to bed, Tita let out a long sigh. Nancha gently took the spoon out of her hand and embraced her. "And now we're alone in the kitchen, so go ahead and cry, my child, because I don't want them to see you crying tomorrow, especially not Rosaura." And so, arms around each other, Nancha and Tita wept until there were no more tears in Tita's eyes. Then she cried without tears, which is said to hurt even more like dry labor. But at least she wasn't making the cake better soggy, so they could finish the final steps.